it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. That's the Sound Off number. You should know it by heart. If you got something to say, just hit us up quickly on that. Leave a message. You may make it to the big show.
You gotta be kidding me if you think that kickoff for them to fumble it would have not caused the momentum shift. That was the first play of the game, opening kickoff, and you fumble it. Maybe they would have scored a touchdown. That's a huge play.
I didn't say it wasn't a huge play. I just think this whole momentum thing early in the game is like a little bit overrated. It's like, okay, the Eagles score here. Dallas is supposed to completely shut down. I wasn't seeing that.
Yesterday, I got done telling my girlfriend about this stupid old school mentality that I never understood. And no sooner than I turn on the show do I hear, oh, Mikey Mitz, I don't mind going 2-14 as long as we beat Dallas. Can anyone tell me where that comes from? Why do you care so much about freaking Dallas? Yeah. I personally would rather go 14-2 and lose to Dallas twice. Am I wrong?
It's a sign. I agree. It's a sign of evolution when you don't care about Dallas. Seriously, think about it. It is an old rationale. Well, I don't care if we get 2-14, you're going to beat Dallas. Really? What do you get with that? You don't even get coffee.
This is why I can't stand the moronic freaking views of some of the people in Philadelphia. But anybody who keeps on hammering on this first play of the game, what are you talking about? It's the first quarter in a fight. Do you lose a fight in the first round? No, unless you're knocked out.
Wow, boxing's a little different because every round is individual. And you can make up for what you didn't have in the previous round. But listen, I'm not trying to discount the momentum shift. I just think it's a cop-out.
Now, real fast, Mike, would you be okay if the refs that blew it were suspended?
I don't care one way or the other. They made the call. It's over. It was wrong. I don't occupy my head with officials. I don't. They're irrelevant to me.
Whoever says Carson Wentz didn't have a good game should take their head out of their ass. Did you see his stats? He threw for 3 touchdown passes. No picks. What's his rating? Yeah, he made some bad plays. He held the ball too long. Let's not get crazy.
Bro, I don't know. That's the same game because he didn't score a point for 39 minutes. I mean, listen, I get it that his stats look good. They didn't score a point for 39 minutes.
Yo, Mikey Mitz, this is Paul Charles. Look, these knuckleheads in Philly need to realize we've gone from champs to chumps in less than a year. We ain't beat a winning team. Saints exposed us. Dallas closed the coffin, and the Rams are going to nail it shut. Time to get behind the Sixers.
Well, you could have said that without a bad Charles Barkley accent, but, you know, you chose to go there. That's, I guess.
To all the scumbag Cowboys fans in Philadelphia, you guys are going to win the division, but I guarantee you'll be out the first game you play. You have a subpar quarterback, and you have a womanizing owner. That adds up to no Super Bowl for you.
That is like the essence of sour grapes, bro. You demean yourself with that. Seriously. The womanizing owner. Right, you throw that in there.
Well,
listen, Dallas may not go far, or they may go far. This obsession, get rid of it.
Your world like kicker idea is brilliant, but I'll do you one better. How about we get each team gets provision the 3-foot replica of Super Toe? Remember Super Toe from the 70s, where you just set the football up on a little tee and you smack him on the head and he kicks the field goal? I say we do that. So we just set him up and have Lane Johnson smack him on the head.
Super Toe scores again.
I don't remember Super Toe.
Yeah, when I was a kid, it was called Super Jock. It was red, the one I had. It came with the football, and you pushed the head. The problem is, you can get some. Once you get strong, you can get some pretty good air with that thing, and you can lose the football. Because I end up kicking the thing behind things.
You had a Super Toe?
Yeah.
I don't recall it at all.
It was fantastic. It was really good. You put the head down, it would kick it far. We would get action figures, like a G.I. Joe, and kick the G.I. Joe. You could kick it a mile. You lose it if it would go so far. You go outside.
I like the robot kicker, though. You want to eliminate the kicker completely? You got to just roll the robot out there. You got the technology.
I was in my house and I was watching the Monday Night Football telecast, listening to them two morons. Jason Witten always has a comment about playoff football, and I'm quite frankly, how many playoffs did Jason Witten ever win?
I don't know how many did he win. He was in the playoffs a few times, I
think. I think he, but Romo only won one game, and then he didn't win many playoff games in his career.
To be honest, I didn't watch 1 minute of that game last night. Actually, I did watch 1 minute. I turned it on for 1 minute, and I heard Tessitore and Witt talking to Witt, and that's, I don't know, I can't sit for this.
There had better be a first-class airline reservation for a John DeFilippo headed from Minnesota to Philadelphia. You need to bring him back. Your offense sucks. See if you can recapture the magic. It might not work. But what do you got to lose at this point?
I guess that's the rationale, what he got to lose. But, my God, I have never seen a guy rise to mythological proportions to this guy. He's like the pterodactyl, for crying out loud.
I beg you to put money on the Rams and the money line. Guys, you will disrupt the football god. So that's $500 well spent. You can do it. Five bills. Put it down. Eagles win. No problem.
Yeah, I gotta get $200 out of it. I may have to take out a little bit and go to Allison on it. I know it's bad juju, but come on, man, it's $200.
That's a violation.
I spent a lot of money on Christmas presents this year. $200, give back a little something, something. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.